Let's head over to Austin. State Representative Kyle Cassell joins us. Good morning. How are you today?
Scott, I'm good. How are you doing?
Good. Got a little bit of sunshine over there. That's kind of nice.
A beautiful morning. I love this crisp morning and the warm afternoons. It's almost spring-like.
Yeah, exactly. And you got your committee assignment, so now you got get to roll up your sleeves and get to work on that. Let's talk a little bit about your committee assignments, what those committees do so that people understand them, because these are not necessarily like appropriations. Now, the first one, which is an interesting one, I think, is calendars. Tell us about the calendar committee.
Calendar is a great committee. Honored to land there. Obviously, that's one of those ones that was unexpected, and when I got that on Thursday, I was quite excited. But that just shows that the speaker has a lot of confidence in us, and you know, we're kind of the backstop of legislation coming through the House and the Senate.
I mean, basically, it's got to pass out of that committee before it ever gets on to the list of things that's going to come to the floor, right?
Absolutely. That's right. It's the gateway to get the bill to the floor to be heard and passed over to the Senate or the governor.
Then a couple of others, environmental regulation and natural resources, those are kind of tied together, I guess.
Absolutely. You know, I'm honored to serve on those last session and use those as my seniority and preferential picks, because that's where I spend a lot of my time in my district, whether it's environmental regulation with the energy in the middle section in between Limestone and Robertson counties, or natural resources. You go there every time we talk. We talk about water, and water's the key to this state's success, and I'm glad that I'm going to have a pulse on that committee. We've got a new chairman, and it ought to be a great session to continue progressing and making sure Texas has enough water for the next 50, 100 years.
You know, as I think about Kyle Cassell joining us this morning, as I think about it, I want to go back to calendars for a second. Who gives testimony before the calendars committee, and what is their purpose in doing that?
There is none. That committee is run by Chairman Hunter, and all the bills, when they come out of committee hearings, whether it comes from even appropriations, natural resources, environmental reg, or energy, those bills are all sent from the chair and his team and his committee to the calendars committee to be heard and voted out from the calendars committee.
So y'all are kind of scoring it as deciding what the priorities are when it comes
correct.
To that. I got you. Okay, and then your vice chair of rules and resolutions. Tell us about that.
Once again, which is another honor, I think we have we'll roll out the rules, the resolutions every Thursday. So today that committee will have a quick meeting, make sure every resolution that comes to the floor is appropriate and will be heard, and we'll set the calendar today for the first time, which will be exciting.
Oh, that's it. So we'll actually have some, we'll be able to start tracking these bills and seeing as they move through the process a little bit.
You know, yes, absolutely. And, you know, one of the key resolutions that we need to make sure gets through is when we have the opportunity to honor Bremont, Texas, and their three-peat.
Oh, yeah. As a matter of fact, it's getting to be old school over there, isn't it, for them to do that?
You know what? It's kind of fun to watch 2 and 3A football. Those kids give it all they got every day.
Oh, no, I enjoy that much more. I really do. I just tell somebody it's fourth down, there's 2 seconds to go, you're on the one-yard line, you're going to depend on a 16-year-old whose girlfriend told him to get lost last night, you know? So you never know what's going to happen in small-town football, that's for sure. Finally, I guess the first salvo has already been fired over in the House, where I think it was Representative Zerwas mentioned the rainy day fund and talking about how we're going to make the budget work this year. What are your thoughts there?
You know what? We hinted on that a couple weeks ago, but the budgets from the two bodies are different. $5 billion is real money. It's a big difference. And when two emergency items that I agree with the governor on child protective services and funding pre-K, we've got to do something. And those are days, you know, you and many of us call it the rainy day fund. We all got to remember it's called the Economic Stabilization Fund. Mm-hmm. That fund is there to help us cover needs of this state. So when we're talking about child protective services and talking about pre-K, we're talking about investment in our future and the children of Texas, and that's going to be a hard argument to argue against.
Certainly. Well, we'll look forward to hearing more as y'all finally have your assignments and can get to work. Kyle Cassell, the District 12 state rep, joins us every Thursday.